In Butte County, the Thompson Fire burned almost 4,000 acres and was 98% contained as of Monday morning. The fire started last Tuesday around 11 a.m. According to CAL FIRE, there is little to no fire activity going on now, and fire engines are patrolling the remaining hotspots. Rick Carhart is the public information officer for CAL FIRE's Butte unit. He says the fire affected multiple locations within Oroville County.
The fire really affected the community of Kelly Ridge. It's a pretty densely populated community right near Lake Oroville. And then Oregon City is another, it's a more rural community with sparsely populated area that the fire burned into as well. And it didn't get into, but it threatened the Oroville city limits as well.
Carhart says at the height of the fire, more than 19,000 residents were evacuated from their homes and two evacuation centers were opened by the Red Cross to shelter Oroville County residents. According to CAL FIRE, 26 buildings were destroyed while 8 others were damaged. There were no reports of any injuries, though Carhart says some firefighters needed medical care due to extreme heat.
That first day that we're fighting the fire, there just are no breaks. There's no way for it, you know, for crews to rest or to stop doing what they're doing because they're trying to fight the fire as they can, but they're also trying to save homes and to get people out who are in harm's way. It's a hard job, and when it's 110 degrees outside, it makes it really, really difficult.
In Sonoma County, the pocket fire started Saturday north of Gaysersville around 11 a.m. and burned over 11 acres. It was fully contained as of Sunday night. The San Francisco Chronicle reported a man has been arrested in connection with the fire for using the wrong lawnmower on dry grass. Jason Clay is the public information officer for CAL FIRE's Sonoma Lake Napa unit. Clay says 95% of fires in the area are human-made, and he urges the public to practice safe equipment use in wildfire-prone locations.
A rule of thumb that we often teach people is to do that work, the mowing and weeding, before 10 a.m., and when temperatures are below 80 degrees and relative humidity is above 30%.
Clay says the fire is currently under patrol status and will be checked on for the next few days to watch out for flare-ups or hotspots. Gaysersville, just north of Santa Rosa, is not highly populated, so no evacuations were ordered and no structures were reported damaged or destroyed. The cause of the Thompson Fire in Butte County is still under investigation. You can find updates at fire.ca.gov. For KPFA, I'm Audie McAfee.